Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out your childhood memories are tinged with racism. The number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser. If you're on a computer, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Nice to be here this fine, lovely night.
Yes, we are without Miss Pip Helix, so we will carry on without her.
There was problems only she can solve.
I don't know about that, but she's not here. So Joe will be manning the chat room, so as always, be patient with Joe, because it's hard to man the chat room and do a live show when there's only two of us. So on tonight's show, a warning that Tom and Jerry are racist.
Yes.
An interview with Bugs Bunny about being Jewish.
Yes.
It's hard to get that wascally wabbit, but we tracked him down. We set a trap for him. More mind tricks by scammers to Ann Jackson and fake Davin.
More mind tricks. It's like this big thing, the mind tricks. She's so stupid.
That's terrible.
Hard shit.
That's terrible. I think stupid's a little harsh.
No, it's not.
She's obviously not very good at this.
No, she stinks on ice.
She's obviously very confused.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You by calling her stupid, you sound like our caller from last week, from Silas Rothschild.
I don't want to get into it now. We'll get into it when we do that segment. I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah, right. Fine. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you for a change not wanting to be sidetracked.
Right.
And fake Davin continues to be psycho and vengeful towards those who killed Dick Eldorado and Mr. Whiskers.
Now, you said there's an interesting twist this week, didn't you?
I didn't, but there is.
Okay. I think you did allude. Actually, I think you did allude to that.
Did I allude to that?
Yes,
well, there's always
yes,
interesting twists.
No, that's cool. No.
There's always something new in Scammerville.
There most certainly is.
So try to keep it interesting for you people and drive scammers crazy at the same time.
Out their goddamn minds.
What?
Drive them out their goddamn minds.
Yeah. You're going to make me You know, actually, a couple of weeks ago, when we did that phone call, I posted on the Davin's Den Facebook page, like the DMX song, you're going to make me lose my mind. Up in here. Yeah, I don't know if anybody got that, but that was before we did the phone call with them being confused and Belinda calling her sister her husband.
Right.
Me revealing that Dick Eldorado and Mr. Whiskers were dead and everything.
I had a tough time with that.
You know, I feel bad because we never really sat shiva for Dick Eldorado.
No.
I don't know if Dick was Jewish.
You go in the house, on the tether's the chair, and in the chair you got a picture of Dick and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, Mavis was waiting for that picture.
He's sitting there eating lox, commenting on the basket of his asshole.
I think the only picture of Dick Eldorado was the one of him wearing a dress. I think that was the...
No, there is actually... There is when I did those several Dick Eldorado shows. There's actually not. A
I don't think
version.
It's the same Dick Eldorado.
Definitely different version of Dick Eldorado. Absolutely.
Yes. The Dick Eldorado for your abbreviated shows was a cross between a cowboy and a pimp. Yeah. Our Dick Eldorado was a fragile soul who. No, I would not cross between a cowboy and a pimp.
Right.
Cowboy and a pimp would have been able to handle Mavis Mills, but our Dick Eldorado had other issues. But which is why he ultimately took his life. But that is neither here nor there. We will get into that later. So, Joe, what's going on with you?
Just I get the big compound Halloween party is going to be on Friday the 30th.
Ah.
We get the announcement finally Friday the 30th. And I was going to go as Quint from Jaws. I was thinking of going as Quint and Jaws.
Always a favorite at the compound.
Yeah, Mikey Cups is going as Quint as Jaws.
Nobody knows who Mikey Cups is.
Yeah, a lot of people do. So,
who's a lot of people?
People that listen to the Opie Anthony show and stuff that check us out. So anyway, he's going, and I'm like, eh, crap. And I guess a lot of people are going as characters from Jaws.
Why don't you go as like the first victim?
No, I'm going to go as Mrs. I think I'm going to go as Mrs. Kittner.
Who's Mrs. Kittner?
You never saw Jaws?
I have, but I don't remember it.
You got to know the movie.
Yeah, I don't watch it every weekend like you guys do.
Because you don't know good taste. You got to watch the movie.
No, because I have a wide variety of cable channels, and there's no reason to watch the same movie over and over again.
All right. You don't know you're missing.
I've seen the movie several times.
No, it's the mother of the boy that got eaten by the shark. The Kittner boy. Watch that Kittner boy spill out all over.
So once again, you've devised an excuse for you to dress as a woman.
Well, yeah, I got the stuff to do it.
I mean, really, I talk about having a complicated relationship. I mean, I think because you every opportunity to dress as a dame, you jump. Even when it doesn't present itself, you're like, no, I have a dress for this occasion.
Well, you know what? I would tell you to shut your mouth, but it was easy. I was thinking of going as Beth the Angry Lesbian.
Who's Beth the Angry Lesbian?
Oh, Beth the Angry. It's a character in my head, Beth the Angry Lesbian.
Oh, character in your head.
A character in my head, Beth the Angry Lesbian. She has like a flannel shirt.
Of course
she glasses,
does.
A cap, a wool cap, and she hates everybody.
Why is she angry?
Because she's a lesbian, and she doesn't know why she's one.
But well, she doesn't know why she's a lesbian?
She doesn't know why she's a lesbian. She's very confused. Sure, she's angry, but, you know, she's an angry lesbian. And you know,
I think it's more of a stereotype in your head.
Okay.
I think you went to a...
No, it's not. You know, it's,
I think you went to a softball game.
It's not a stereo. It's not a stereotype in my head. I'll tell you why it's not. I'm working up in one of the clubs, and I do a bit where I talk about my first car. And I asked like three people, what was your first car? Some guy, I drove a Dodge Dart. What was your first car? And I drove a Chevy Chevette. And I go to another person, what's your first car? And I was doing this. I go to the third person, and it's this woman that's sitting there. And I go, what was your first car? Why do you want my first car? I don't know what my first car was. I'm like, well, you had to have a first car. No, I don't. So I noticed that she was a lesbian, okay, a butchy-looking lesbian.
Was she with another woman?
Well, here's the deal. I noticed that she looked like an angry lesbian. And I'm like, okay, so I did not...
Yeah, of course she's an angry lesbian. She went out of entertainment and you galloped onto the stage.
No, it's... But the thing was...
I want to see somebody funny, and here comes stupid making judgments about me.
I did... No, and here's where you're wrong. I didn't make judgments about her on stage. I did not... In my head, I did.
You're not that good of an actor.
On stage, I did not. I go, okay, then I pick somebody else. And when I got done, I was telling one of the other acts, I go, I guarantee she's going to be walking out with some girl. She's an angry lesbian. I know it. And she came walking out with her girlfriend. That look like a boy. Now,
I love to bust your balls on stuff.
Yeah.
But there's something to what you said about angry lesbians in comedy shows. Because I had something like that at the beginning of the year.
See, I'm not out of line here
with this. No, you're not. I had a similar circumstance in Michigan where she just had a puss on her face. Of course. Really? That would slip by? Took strike three right over the middle, did you, Joe?
No, you brought it in. I'm like, you could have got a really on that, but no, that's good.
But no, I mean, the whole room, a couple hundred people having a great time, she hated me from the word go, walks out, sees my merch table with her stupid girlfriend, and like shoves my merch for no reason.
But dude, you probably did nothing, you probably said nothing to her. They just got this chip on their shoulders like me. I didn't acknowledge anything about it, dude. I just asked her what kind of car she drove, and it was the third person I asked in a sequence,
Maybe she wanted you to get on with it. Maybe she was like, move on, R.C. Smith. Let's get going, Paula Poundstone.
But it's not like, hey, look at you. It wasn't.
No, I hate to do this. You're right.
I know.
There's something about them.
It kind of stopped the show.
It does.
And
nobody wants to confront the angry lesbian in the room.
Now, it stops the show. Now, the problem is you can't acknowledge it. You can't acknowledge it. To acknowledge it, you're going to turn the audience against you. You're going to turn her against
you. Well, you could say there's no reason to be a dippy dyke.
No, you can't.
Well, you can. It's always an option.
If you want to lose your audience, and now you got to work like hell to get them back in any way, shape, or can. You got to pick and choose your battles when you're on stage. You know that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because you don't want to like get all crazy on them. But there is a party that goes, you know what? You need a good fucking with a cock. There is a party.
I understand it. So I figured with that.
Was that too much too soon?
No. But I figured with that in mind, I'd go as Beth the Angry Lesbian and walk around and be in a really kick-ass party and not like a damn thing.
It just sounds like last year.
No, last year was great.
No, but I know, but you were angry for no reason a lot of times.
In general, but last year's party was great.
I'm not talking about the party.
Oh.
I'm talking about your mindset.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just going to think, oh, Joe went into the Wayback Machine.
No, there's a lot of things going on I'm finding my happy place. In a lot of spots.
I'm sure you are. None of them are home, though.
Believe it or not, I'm very, very, very happy right now.
Well, that's not going to make for a good show. I must talk to these people. Is your friend Lenore aware?
Yeah.
We must work harder.
Oh, she gave me a berating.
Oh, good. Okay. As long as somebody is. I can't be held responsible to constantly put you in a sour.
She'll call up and ask, and he goes, is Fatso there? Could you put it? Where was he at lunch feeding that face of his?
But what other face would you feed?
No, I understand that. You know, and then I'll just tell her what's the matter. Hansel and Gretel got away from you last night again.
So. That's pretty funny. Because she'd be a witch then.
It's funny when we would go make go to visit vendors. We'd be on like the Northern State Parkway on the island, and there's a road called Round Swamp Road, and it'd always tell her, "Hey, look, they named the road after your house." Yeah.
You know, you actually could have taken that one step worse if you wanted to.
No,
but you know what I'm saying.
No, she. You know what? Though she is, her and I, we will rip each other apart. But when we got our backs against, well, it's like you and me. We'll just destroy each other. But when we got our backs against the wall, man, we'll team up and we'll kick some ass. You know. But I'm feeling really good. I quit. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks, rather, that I quit smoking. I still got the bronchitis. I'm still getting over that. But the good thing about it is I have not had one urge to smoke. Not one urge at all. And it's really good. And I figured when everything happened, I figured, all right, having bronchitis now, I don't want to smoke. It takes roughly about 2 weeks to get the urge to have nicotine out of your system. So I figured, all right, so I won't smoke. I'll clear out my lungs. I don't have the urge, and as I progress, I won't have the urge to smoke. And I didn't. It's working out well. And just from everything that's been going on in my life, smoking Marlboro Blacks has been a way like my crutch, you know, using cigarettes
as
my crutch.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people do that when they're stressed out.
You know, and I found out, you know, I was hanging out with some, you know, some people over the weekend, and some people might be getting engaged, and I figured that maybe I would go back to the cigarettes, but nope. I did not. So it's all good. And I'm going to start juicing. I think I'm going to buy one of those juicers.
Oh, I thought you meant you're going to go on steroids.
No.
Can you imagine you even angrier?
Actually, I'm on steroids. I had to take this steroid for my lungs. $207 for this shit.
I like how every week now you're giving us a pharmaceutical update.
I'm turning into Nana.
You really? That's what I was thinking about. And the price of my medication.
But, after the Fat Horse Challenge, I dropped 20 pounds, so I won't lose another 20 without the...
Have you been able to maintain that?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but I need to... The problem is over the summer, I've been eating a lot, you know, a lot of goodies at the compound and stuff like that, so, you know, I'm not... I didn't gain a lot of weight back, but I've been trying to get to the gym for the past month, and I have... My schedule's been so crazy, but I want to get back... I want to get back to the gym. I want to start juicing, drink all this juice. I won't lose the other 20 pounds.
What are the 20 pounds?
Well, I got to lose 20 more pounds. I want to get down to 200. I'm like 220.
Oh, you must be happy. You want somebody to see you naked. Next thing you know, I think I'm going to get my chest waxed. Yeah, really? Really?
Well, I'm hairy. I'm very hairy.
I know, but for the most of your life, you haven't given a damn.
I know, but most of my life I've been married.
That's what it is. The new girl don't want to go through the woods.
No.
Nobody wants to see a girl spitting out a hair out of her mouth when it's not a pubic hair.
No, I get very self-conscious. My ears have gotten bigger, too. I think I get big ears.
Your ears have gotten
bigger? I think my ears are too big now. They look like flappers.
Never noticed before.
Well, yeah.
Well, now you could grow out your hair and then cover those ears.
I don't have hair to grow out.
On the sides you do.
Yeah, I know. In the ears.
You could just wear caps all the time.
I want to wear caps.
Why not?
Because I don't like caps. I look like a dick in caps.
You look more menacing.
Do I?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, well. Now you kind of look like grandma with those glasses.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this is my mortgage-paying outfit. I look like a total douchebag right now.
Not a total.
That's like
one.
That's when Eric Bloom was over at the compound. Lead singer from Boys to Cult. I know, but I had to change out of my shirts. I don't want to look like a dick.
So can't help yourself.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, I'll about do it.
All right. So my 40th birthday's coming up.
Really?
Why is this a surprise to you? You think this looks 25?
No, I thought it was the 45th, but I, you know.
Yeah, I kind of set myself up for that. What a douche. Are my ears getting too big? Yeah. Shut up, Stu.
Oh, they will be. They will be. Let me tell you, a lot of things you criticize me about, you're going to start going, you know, I think he was right.
No, I'll never have your personality. Never have that act. So those are two of my favorite things to criticize you about. I'll know how to set up a decent merch table. That's three. So my 40th birthday party is, 40th birthday, I'm sorry, is coming up. So my wife...
You don't get hopes up for a party.
What does that mean?
I'm kidding.
No, no, that was meant with all sincerity.
I'm kidding.
What is that about?
I was just being an idiot.
I know, but besides that, what was that about? I mean, we always take the idiot factor into account when
we
talk.
Well, because you made a slip. You said my 40th birthday party. No, my 40th birthday.
Right.
And then I just said, well, don't get your hopes up for a party. No, so there was a little glimmer of hope. Don't get sad. Don't get, you got all sad now.
How can I not get sad? Yeah, look what I'm sitting across from.
I know, no, you got all sad because I said, you mentioned party and the glimmer of hope, and I said, maybe not so much. And not that I know, but then you're like, you know.
I'll tell you what, if there was a party, you would not be invited now.
Like I was going. Now he's all sad again. Well, I would go.
No, you wouldn't. It'd probably be on the weekend. You'd probably be working.
Oh, there you go.
You know, somebody needs a good introduction, and that's where you come in. You think you're going to be a dick and I'm not going to take that shot? I think Bob Levy needs a big intro. Why don't you get his credits right, stupid?
I always got Levy's credits right.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. All
right. So, anywho. So, my wife was planning a big surprise for me.
Right.
Because, in her mind, she never really does anything for my birthday.
Well, 40's a milestone year.
Sure. I'm more than halfway to dead.
Well, that's a reason for celebration.
It most certainly is. You are a douche. To hear that you are happy in things in your life just makes me need to work harder.
I'm just going to get you a birthday cake with crossed fingers on it.
I just don't want a Pip Hielik's birthday cake. It made Kumi sick for a month. Remember that?
Yeah.
Stupid cat fur and crunch.
Yeah, no wonder we're there. We're not there. You're poisonous, son of a bitch.
That's all right. We're fine without him. But yeah. I just wish we knew about the plan.
Yeah.
For that month, we're like, why is he always sick?
Yeah.
At the cat fur cake.
Yeah, the cat fur cake.
All right. So she asked me the other night what my perfect day would be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not something, I don't know, have you ever given much thought about this?
Perfect.
I mean, maybe Joe's funeral.
Well, after we leave Joe's grave.
After we're done peeing on his grave. Yeah. And making sure he's still dead.
Yeah, along with Joanne.
Well, I don't want Joanne dead.
No, we don't, no, not Joanne dead. Joanne probably wants me dead.
I'm sure there's a list.
She's been putting inspirational, from what I hear, she's been putting inspirational sayings on Facebook.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Because just a quick start, because Lenore was talking to me. She goes, you know, your wife can't stand you. She doesn't come out and say it. She goes, Joanne can't stand you. But she goes, she doesn't come out and say it. She puts cryptic messages on Facebook.
Every time I see your wife's post, it's like about how happy she is to be a Met fan. And like, yeah. Congratulations to the Mets for finishing second. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but she puts like all these inspirational things about moving on and shit like that.
Yeah, but she's got options too.
I understand that. I think she's been taking them too.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do.
It's complicated, as Facebook would say.
Yes. I'm sorry. About you, my friend.
It's fine. So the wife asked me what the perfect day would be, and this is not something I've ever really given thought to. Is this something you've thought about, you know, if I could do anything?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. But your life is so miserable that that's all you have.
Yeah, but I've been putting scenarios together.
I'm sure you have.
Single Joe
would have a much different personal
no,
day.
No, these are really nice things I've been putting together, really cool things.
All right. So I hadn't given much thought about that. So I mentioned seeing Aerosmith in the front row.
Nice.
I've never seen Aerosmith in the front row. Maybe hanging out with them backstage or hanging out with the New York Yankees.
Right.
That'd be kind of cool.
What are you, a Make-A-Wish kid?
I think hanging out with you might be carcinogenic. It's kind of funny. You know, well, yeah, but that's what your perfect day is.
Okay.
You know,
That's true.
I hadn't
that's
thought
true.
About that, but you're. But really, the only people that get to experience the perfect day are the rich or the terminally ill. So now that you mention
that's it. That's a great line. You got to tweet that. You got to tweet that.
Yes, because nobody loves to retweet more. Dead cancer kid jokes. That'll be fantastic. Well, I'm sure that'll spread like a virus, like Ebola. But it's true now that you think about it. Basically, if you want to have your perfect day and you're not going to have money, then you need to be between 6 and 15 and start smoking heavily.
Yes.
And then you can have your perfect day.
That's
you'll
true.
Have a memory.
That's true.
And you'll be a memory. But, yeah.
Right.
But I have neither of those things. No. I am not rich. And hopefully I don't have cancer.
Right.
And so, if I do, I'm not a kid.
Right. So, you're putting together this day.
I'm not putting it together. I have known nothing about this day.
Right.
So, and somehow it came up where she had mentioned something. I said, well, flying would not be part of my dream day.
Right.
Because, unless I'm getting a private jet.
Right.
You know, if I go to Teterboro Airport or one of the small airports up here.
But where would you go?
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Okay.
But either way, I don't want to fly. I definitely don't want to fly across the country because that's an all-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the TSA is a pain in the ass.
Right.
I mean, would flying be part of your perfect day?
Not really, because you want the day to be perfect. And I've been putting together perfect days. I've been
well, you've ruined so many others.
Yes. But I've been putting together perfect days, and it's been very therapeutic. You know,
here's what's weird about me. A lot of times when I'm thinking about my perfect day, I'd be like, oh, signing that big radio contract finally. It's like all work related.
Yeah. Be my perfect. I don't know what my perfect day would be like. Like I said, I don't really elaborate, but I've been putting together a string of perfect days together.
I'm sure they'd be with somebody who you haven't mentioned on the air.
All right.
Somebody who you rush right out of here to call.
Yeah. But I'd be putting together a string of perfect days. But, I don't know, man. And a lot of times, and you ever notice that, like, you look forward to an event or something, and go,
yeah,
a party or something, go, this is going to rule. And then not so much. Not as cool as you thought or as good as you want. And then you'll go to something and you go, and you'll wind up going, man, what a great time. Man, this is really good. You know, so it's, you know.
I guess the message is never get your hopes up.
Never get your hopes up, you know.
So I had not given this much thought. But apparently the wife had come up with something.
Yeah.
She had asked me to make a list of a few close male friends.
Right.
And I had not done it. Amazingly enough, you were going to be on that list.
What did I do? Oh, by the way, Tom says if you're going to fly anything, go to Malaysia.
Why Malaysia? Oh, you douche.
Tom's in a bad mood today. So far. Yeah,
yeah, but of course, because the Tigers didn't show up for the playoffs and the Lions had to get rid of the...
is helping too, Flight 370.
Oh, fuck off both of you. All right? Fuck off both of you. It's funny, so there will be no punishment.
Yeah, right.
Well, these are our quote-unquote fans?
Yes.
Ugh, terrible human beings.
I love them.
Because they're not busting your chops right now.
Yeah, Lisa says, pack your water wings.
She must remember I can't swim.
So you're putting together, she's putting together.
Well, she asked me to, like, and I didn't know she was planning anything.
Right.
She's like, and I blew her off. I didn't, because I was doing stuff. As always, I'm doing stuff. That's how hectic my life is.
But I'm in the same boat where I am like, have you noticed, like, time is going by so quick and you have a problem keeping up with how quickly time is going?
I mean, I don't have a problem keeping up. I mean, Listen, when you get older, time goes by quicker. Because you know what? Here's what it is. And I'll give you an example. Me and the wife, we have our anniversary coming up. I'm like,
right,
we need to do something for it. And she's like, well, it's just another day. I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, what, are you a girl? But I'm like, if you don't, like, you know, the mile markers in your life, whether it be an anniversary, a birthday,
yeah,
Christmas, you know, thing, if you don't stop and celebrate those things, then really, it's just one day after another, and, you know, it just gets monotonous.
Well, that's the thing in my life right now. I have nothing to celebrate, to tell you the truth. I really don't. I mean, Joanne's birthday was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we know how that turned out.
Yeah, it turned into a big fight. My so-called anniversary is a day, I think, after yours or a day before yours.
Mm-hmm.
And as yours will be celebrated with love and tenderness, mine will just be another day of the week.
Actually, I don't know if there's going to be love and tenderness.
Oh, really?
There won't be contempt and hate like yours. But
oh, yeah. But I mean, that day won't be celebrated. Then after Thanksgiving, I'm not doing anything Thanksgiving. We're not going to do anything together. And then I start doing my Santa Claus stuff. And then we go into the next year. I have literally no date of measure to look forward to.
It's sad.
It is. It really is. And it's just, you know, and basically, like I said, time has gone so fast because it's show prep, show, gig, show prep, show, gig,
at least you band had a lot
practice.
Of gigs.
Yeah, well, band practice, rehearsals, gig, show prep, radio.
It's not a way to live.
It's, you know what, dude?
It's an existence. It's not a life.
And you want to know something? You're so true because that's where how I feel in my life right now. How I just, you know, I feel like, you know, hopefully things will change, but I just feel like I live in existence. And the only thing I do is go to work, go to a gig, prep for the show, do the show, write songs, go to band practice, come home, do more show prep, do my gigs, come, you know, it's just, I want to go to dinner with somebody. I want to go to the movies with somebody. I want to go.
Well, you do go drinking. I mean, you do go to the compound.
Yeah, but the thing is with somebody that I, you know, let's cut the bullshit, what I care about, I really want to be with, you know,
I'll
and
text
enjoy.
Anthony that the spark is gone.
No, but so, you know.
You would like to see other DJs.
No, dude, it's different at the compound. I mean, the compound, it's drunk shenanigans. I mean, just go out for a really special night with somebody.
I don't even hang out with friends.
Yeah.
So that's why when she asked me, I said, well, I don't even know if I have a small group of male friends. I don't know if I really do. So anyway, so it turns out I had not known this. She planned to fly me and a group of my friends to Vegas on a Friday night around 7 o'clock. And then Saturday we go shooting. We're shooting weapons. We're divided as teams that we could shoot against each other. I'm guessing that's not live ammo, although if I brought you, I would insist. But I guess it's like this unique thing that you can do it, or you can like shoot against other teams.
No, yeah, going to Vegas, we'd spend half the time trying to find the fucking airport.
I forgot about that. That's funny. We miss everything because we can't find. No, it wasn't the airport. It was the rental place.
The rental place.
The car rental place.
We couldn't find the rental place when we got back from Laughlin.
Okay, well, hopefully we wouldn't be going to we wouldn't be going the cheap, rental place.
Next tour we fly out of Arizona.
So we do the weapon thing on Saturday. Right. Then we go. Do you know who Tom Colicchio is?
No,
he's a chef. He's a famous chef. He's right. He's the head judge on Top Chef. He's got some restaurants, craft restaurants. Right. Me and my wife kind of watch these shows. We're kind of like, not that we're foodies, but we're kind of into that type of thing and everything. And then after that, then we go to a strip club, and then we would fly home on Sunday. Here's the thing: she wasn't going to even give me permission to do stuff with the stripper, which I thought was weird. I thought that was weird.
But these activities are very out of character for you.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, going shooting guns or any kind, that's not you.
I mean, I've shot weapons. I'm not against it.
That's not your thing.
No,
it's not. Something you. And also then going to a strip club, it's like, let me tell you something. When we get done with the show and we're drinking in the hotel bar, after two drinks, it's like, you know me, I want to go to Sunrise. You know, you're like, okay, dude, let's go, man.
You're right.
These things are very out of character, and it's not like something. It doesn't seem like it's something that you want to do, but you're on the road, doing comedy and stuff like that. It doesn't seem that it's stuff that you would want to do in your free time.
No, I said to her, I go, well, that's kind of weird that you would let me do stuff with a stripper. I have plenty of opportunities to go to strip clubs. I don't like strip clubs. I go, and if you were gonna have me do something with a woman, why not just a bunny ranch? She goes, where's that? I'm like, it's in Nevada. It's legalized out there. She goes, I didn't think of that.
What's she telling you, man?
Well, her motivation was like my bachelor party was so like lame because like the strippers had A cups and there was like a bikini strip club and it was like the Russian women, so all they want is like more money and
Russian
everything.
The Russian women ruined the strip club.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're hard. All you wanted to do was just hang out with a buck, drink a beer, and now you go in there and go, you want to dance the sexy? No, man, I just want to. And then I didn't dance. Look, if I wanted my balls busted, I'd stay home.
Yeah, you're right.
They ruined the strip business.
Ruined the strip business. Listen, if I wanted a Russian chick, I'd order one online and marry her.
Right.
So, you're right. It's very out of character for me and everything. And she even said when I brought it up, she goes, now that I think about it, she goes, that'd be more my perfect day. That's not really your perfect day.
Yeah, because the funny thing, and Dav, man, we've been friends for a long time. We travel a lot. We talk a lot. You never even, when we talk about, like, after we're done ripping each other apart, telling each other our acts suck, going over politics, arguing about the show, and then we talk about, pal buddy stuff, you never brought up any of those things.
No.
And we talk about, dude,
Well, I do like going to nice places, but you're happy with the Golden Corral.
But that's, I said, dude, we talk about some heavy-duty stuff in our lives during the call.
Yeah.
And we've never even brought. You never even mentioned that in passing.
That's like the type of thing I would do, if somebody was planning something for you and I was included, and that was what you would want to do,
yeah.
I would go along. But you're right, it's not my type of thing.
Yeah.
And I also brought up the point to her. I'm like, to fly out on Friday and do all that stuff on
Saturday. That's expensive plane tickets, too.
I think she was going to pay for everything but the plane tickets. I think the wife was going to pick up the tab for everybody.
Wow.
But the plane tickets. And everything. But I said, I'm going to be jet lagged on Saturday and everybody. Because, I've done that cross-country flight. It's a five-hour flight.
And the thing you got to remember is that we travel. I mean, we travel.
Yeah.
And basically, when we went to Laughlin, we got the holdover. And for the first time, when we got to the hotel in Laughlin, we got there directly from leaving Long Island. And I had 20 minutes to take a shower. After all that, and I'm like, I don't know if I could do this.
Well, it's a little different because, if we did what she was playing, we weren't going to have to do a gig
but
that night.
Here's the deal. This is our job.
Right.
To do this on your day off,
I'm like, I'm not really hip to traveling like that. And if I'm going to go to Vegas, I need it to be a long weekend.
Right. And my buddy got married a couple of weeks ago, and he was going to do his bachelor party. And him and the friends, they were going out to Mohegan in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I was actually off that. No, I actually picked up a gig, but I was scheduled to be off that weekend. And he's like, come on, Joe, go. And I'm like, I don't really. I'm not a big gambler. I mean, when I'm in a casino, I spend maybe a couple
bucks. Every time you hit the stage, you kind of are.
Yeah, I am. But besides that.
No, I mean, we've done enough casinos. You don't really
you
do
don't
that.
See me gamble. I don't gamble that much. I play the penny slots like a tool, and that's about it. And after like 10 bucks is gone, I go back to the room. But he goes,
we talked about that last week.
But he goes, yeah, we'll walk around again. I'm like, I really don't want to gamble. Well, there might be a show. But I go, dude, if it's the show, it's chances are it's my job. It's like going into work, you know? And I think Eric Tattaglione was working there that weekend. Not nothing against Eric, but it just shows to, you know, go see a show. That's my job. I don't want to hang out at my job.
Yeah, we kind of suck for like a night of entertainment.
And entertainment, it's not entertain. It's going to the office. And I'd rather on a night off. I just want to kick back. Man. I don't want to try. And I had to drive. That's a night at the office.
Yeah.
Driving 3 hours, hanging out in a casino or a showroom, and then you know coming back the next morning. That we call them civilians that don't that do
right.
To them that's a big night out, but to us that's a night of work. That's a night at the office, and I don't want a night at the office.
So she wound up canceling it.
Right.
Which I kind of felt bad about. I'm like, oh, you know, she was so excited about this. And then, you know, I'm kind of like raining on the parade. But for you to even say, that's not those aren't the type of things.
But that doesn't sound like it's like, let's, you know, I'll put it to you this way. If you said Aerosmith is playing. So she got us about, there's five guys, five dudes. Got tickets for five people. Mm-hmm. Hang out, see Aerosmith. We're going out to get a good steak dinner. And then, you know, we're going to go to a sports bar and hang out for a little bit.
Watch the Jets lose or something.
Watch the Jets and stuff like that. Now, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Big Aerosmith, a good meal. We always talk about getting a nice meal, you know, that we don't have to rush and go up on stage after. And go to a sports bar and watch the Jet game. That's everything you like. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So was I a dick for bringing it up and going, you know?
No, I think you were courteous. It's not, you're not being a dick, you're being courteous, going, look, you know, this is a lot of stuff that you're doing to fly out there and stuff like that. You know, I go, you appreciated the gesture.
I did appreciate the gesture.
The thing is, you appreciated the gesture. That's the most important part.
I did. I go, well, here's the thing. I go to my wife, I go, well, you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd want you to participate in a lot of these things and everything. And, I mean, it's not like when I hang out with my wife, she ruins my time.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't. She's cool. Now, is
on my end.
Well,
why
yeah.
Why do everything alone?
Right. But, like, you know, listen, is she the best company for a football game? No.
Right.
She does, like, hockey games, though.
Right.
And everything. So, like, going to a Chet game, you know, I always offer because she wants to go, I'll be happy to take her.
Yeah.
But that's not her thing. But she likes...
It's not the Jets thing, either. Boy, they stink this Sunday.
I don't want to get into the Jets.
Right, we're not. I'm just saying.
You know, I was going to say, can't we have one show where the Jets don't crop up about their lousiness? But no, we can't because they consistently suck.
Yeah.
But you know what? Hey, on the bright side, Trucker Tom had a worse weekend with his team. So we got that going for us.
Yeah.
So.
Giants, looks like they fixed the offense.
Yeah,
Giants.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah.
About that.
Go Big Blue.
Anyway, is that why you're wearing that shirt, Papa Smurf?
Yeah, actually have my actually had the tie. It's in the car. My Giants tie.
Of course you did. It's all right. I got a couple of Yankee ties.
Of course. No, you're right. I got my Mets tie, which, no. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Is that to wipe your ass?
Yeah, essentially, lately, yeah.
So, all right, so then I need you to do you know what, like, if you had a perfect day, do you know what it would be?
God,
leave the person's name out of it.
That would probably be the perfect day.
Just hanging out with that person?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's new.
Yeah.
Yeah, get to be like me, then you need some activities. You're at the point where even activities won't save it.
Yeah, <right. laughs>
but you know, where I am, it's like, you know, sitting there staring at each other. We could do all that all the time.
But it would be just so great. It would be just so great. Like I said before, you want to know what my perfect day is?
I did ask.
Okay, going away with somebody to a really great destination and having a good time, hanging out with that person, enjoying that person. Spending time with that person.
You're just looking for love.
You know, yeah, you know. And it just being in love with the person and spending time with them and enjoying the place that you're at. and being away. There's no comedy. There's no gigs. There's no nothing.
So you're looking just for some downtime with somebody you can stand.
Yes.
And maybe Bone.
Yeah, well, I don't put it that way, no.
Why, is she listening?
No, I don't know.
How do you not know? How do you not know? You know? Has she listened to the show?
Yes, yes.
Has she listened once or listened repeatedly?
She's listened repeatedly.
Oh, well, then, hey, you're making Joe happy.
She might be listening now. So.
She might be listening. I didn't say the name, though.
I know. No.
Miss Secret bringing joy to your life. Yeah. How dare she? She's ruined the chemistry of our thing.
He was a miserable bastard till you came along.
Actually, you're much easier to deal with when you're happy.
Yes, I know.
You know, now when she starts creeping in on my time, when you need to do shit, then I might need to take action. But for now, it's fine.
Don't forget, I am the fucking boss.
No, just, you know, time management.
Race doesn't run that tight of a ship, but here, I run the fucking show. So when you start to fuck it up.
I know you like to think time management is your strength, but it's not. And I know if it means something has to get cut doing show prep or hanging and drinking at the compound, I know show prep might be the first thing to go.
No, but show prep's always in the equation.
Really, that's all we can ask for, isn't it, Joe? Just to be thought of. Yeah. All right, so now I need you to help me solve a dilemma. I want to know if I was wrong on something.
All right.
Now, before you jump to, of course you are.
No.
So Sunday, the wife breaks her tub.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah. She did something very dangerous, got into the tub.
You know, it's...
In her defense, I did fill it with crocodiles and sharks. Apparently she thought she was Pitfall Harry or something, just jumping on their stupid heads. No, she's like, it happens to anybody.
It does, it because it's very slippery in there.
Yeah.
And sometimes with the towel and stuff, yeah.
So she hurts.
Oh, the poor baby.
Yeah. So, but we went to what they have, Apple Fest up here, which is a big deal. They have all these vendors, a big deal and everything, and she was walking around all right. So, We go to Goldberg's.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get some bagels because we found some nice mixes for some nice spreads that you put on bagels and everything. So we got my wife, the kid, and me. So I want them to come in with me. I don't know why. I just wanted them to. I didn't feel like going in there myself. I don't know why.
Because you're probably going. You know why? Because you go in there yourself so many times. And it's probably a weekend, and they don't want you to think that you're like this guy that's just alone doing things.
No, because I've brought my family there on plenty of times on the weekend.
Well, he's brought his family here, so maybe he just wanted to show you that you're a family guy too.
No, he's seen that, but I don't know. I just wanted them to come in for some reason.
All right,
I didn't. The level of hate for them was not as high as it should have been.
Right.
So the back window is open of my car. And you know how these back windows, they go down three-quarters of the way.
I'm sorry, Tom. Tom, even though he's in glum mood, he goes, fell in the tub. Is that what you told the cops?
Listen, all I want to say is there's a good chance I'll be the running back for the Ravens.
So you're all glum in your cab there, stupid, but you're coming up with funny stuff.
We are a better show when Tom's angry. Embrace the hate, Tom. Embrace the hate. So the back window is open. And you know how these back windows on cars, they go down three-quarters of the way.
Oh, was that child safe?
Yeah, you know, they all do that for the most part. Ones that have, you know, four doors.
That has the child safe option on that, which
I
don't
know. I guess. Every car I've ever been to, it doesn't go down all the way in the back. So she tells me to close it. I'm already out of the car. I'm like, no, it's fine. I got my purse in the front seat. Take your purse with you. Now close it. Ugh, I'll close it. I'll do it. So I said, fine, I'll close the door. The door's open. So I sit down in the car. I close the door. The kid's still in the car seat and everything. I roll up the window, and Stupid has her fingers in the way.
Who's Stupid?
The wife.
She has her fingers in the way of the window.
She does. She's holding the window on top, you know, where the metal is, and I guess her fingers are curled around it. Now, I do not look back. She tells me to close the window. I sit down to close the window. They crushed her fingers, several of her fingers, to the point where she was crying. I felt bad about that. But she feels that it was my fault because I'm the one who closed the window. And I feel, no, you told me to close the window. I was just doing what you told me. How could you forget that, you know, I know it's shocking that I'm doing what you asked, but you just, there wasn't like a 20-minute lapse and it was a surprise that I was closing the window. This just happened.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Okay, you're right. Because it's not, she said, close the window. close the window. So you walked over. Oh, for Christ's sake. That's her signal to get your fingers away from the door. Because here comes Dumbbell to close the window.
Yeah, she's like, well, you didn't look. I'm like, the door's open. The kid's in the car seat. And you just told me to. Well,
first of all, I look, I love your wife to death. She's sweet as gold. But why is her fingers there?
Well, she didn't realize. She didn't realize. She had them, like, wrapped, I guess, like, on the top. So, like, the window's closing for a while. So she should know.
Doesn't she feel the sensation of something going up? You know?
Not until it went all the way up to her fingers. So I still contend. We just argued about it last night. I am sorry.
This is still going on?
I said, I'm sorry you got hurt. And she's like, well, you should say I'm sorry for closing the window.
But you wanted the window closed.
Yes, it wasn't my fault.
It's not like you were on there. You had a wild hair in your ass that this window's got to be closed. You get out of the car. What? Close the window. Oh, for Christ. Why don't you close the window? You close the, oh, for Christ's sake. And you go to close the window. You were under request to close the window. I closed the window. Why your hand was there? I don't know, because I'm coming to close it. I love you to death. You're sweet. Get your hand out of the way.
Well, she's like, well, would it be your fault if you ran over like the cat? I'm like, not if we said I'm going and you put the cat in front of the car.
Said, please run the cat over. I don't want to run the cat. Well, damn it all, but you run the cat and you run the cat over and go, why? What the hell did you run all over? Because you told me to run over the cat. You nagged me about it.
Yeah. So I'm not in the wrong.
No, you're not in the wrong. Okay. Not at all.
Okay.
Not guilty.
I appreciate that. No. Does the chat have an opinion? I see you appearing over there.
Yeah, so broken toe crusher. Lisa says, so this is the first time Davin did what he was asked.
Well, I almost like a pot. I actually said, I'm sorry for doing what you told me to do. Yeah, it's like, what do you want me to do?
If you asked to close, her whole thing was she wanted you to close the window.
Yeah.
That's what she wanted. Now, you're walking over to close the window. If my hand is on the window, I go, the window is going to be closed now. I will remove my hand.
Yes! Yes! It's her fault for putting a stupid mitt
Thank
there.
Thank God you don't run a submarine together.
Why, Joe, what would that scenario
be? Oh,
been?
God, it'd be water all over the place. Water, why did you close the latch? Why are you telling me to close the latch? What the hell? Now the whole joint's flooding out. What the hell? We're going to submerge again. We're going to pump the water. Like, you tell me to close. I know that, God. You know.
All right, so not guilty.
Not guilty, no.
Good. All right. I she's, like, still mad at me for not apologizing for closing the window on her.
But You apologize, but no. Why was her hand there? Her hand shouldn't have been there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and she actually cried, and I felt terrible about that.
That you feel bad about.
Yeah, it's like, wow, she doesn't usually cry. This must have smarted.
Did you ask her why your hand was there? Why did you have your hand there?
I didn't realize.
So you didn't realize? You don't realize that
her whole contention is, I need to look back. I need to check before I close a window. But as we point out, it wasn't even my idea to close it.
Who looks back to close a window?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
I don't think they do.
And who makes sure that your hand is not a window when it's going up? Everybody does.
Well, she's like, Skylar, the daughter, she could have had a hand there. I'm like, the door's open.
Yeah.
She's in the car seat. She's not going to have a hand there.
Yeah.
All right. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
So, remember my escapades with Chase Visa?
Yeah,
and Local Splash.
Yes,
that shyster company that tried to convince
me. Pictures.
What?
Oh, baby, Drew says maybe she was mad at herself and projected it to Davin.
Not 2 days later, she's still mad at me.
Sorry, sweetie, she's still on the warpath or something. All right.
I mean, we're fine, but if you bring that subject up, I'm the one who's wrong.
And they women bring subjects up. I mean, the funny thing about women is like, you know, yes, because Joanne, when we would fight, stop bringing things up in the past. Stop bringing things up in the past. You know, and I would stop, and then we would fight, you know, all the time. And then she would bring like stuff
what you're
up.
Good at.
Yeah, well, she would start bringing up stuff like from 1998, you know, and I'm like,
they do that.
Yeah, it's like, really? And I go, you tell me not to bring stuff. You yell at me not to bring stuff up from the past, and you go there all the time.
So remember my escapade with Chase and Local Splash?
Yes.
That was the company that told me that they could get me on the top page of Google on searches for my company's
right.
Spinning Productions, and I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for the service, and they did nothing for me in the month. Then it turns out Google even says themselves, no company can guarantee that. It doesn't work that way with algorithms and everything. So I went back and forth with Chase. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm not paying for this. They committed fraud. Here's the audio. I got the phone call of them and everything, of them committing fraud.
That's like, no company can really say, unless they say it.
Yeah. But they couldn't do it. But they couldn't do what they promised. So they committed fraud.
Yeah.
And everything. And then, you know, I had to go through the whole rigmarole with Chase and, you know, all the various departments. I did some of that, you know, before the show and everything, yeah. much to Pip's amusement
yes.
and everything, where it actually wound up where I said I just stopped talking to them.
Mm.
And they kept on saying.
It gets to a point with certain things where you're like, all right, what is this? This is costing me my time.
Yeah, I lost
you gotta,
interest.
Yeah, you got, and sometimes you go, all right, this is costing me more now. Now I'm losing more.
Well, they're like, I'm going to report you to the credit agency. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. My credit's very good.
Yeah.
I'm not worried. This isn't my fault.
Yeah.
So then they would call and call, but thanks to the magic of caller ID, I wouldn't pick up. So I canceled the card, and they kind of gave up.
Right.
So about a month and a half ago, I get a letter from Chase. Go, hey, because this was one of those rewards cards, you know, where if you buy things, they put some money, like a 2%, 3%, you can earn money that way. I like those rewards cards, you know, as long as they don't have a yearly fee, which this one didn't. So it turns out they mail me. They go, hey, listen, you have $60 on your rewards that you haven't spent, and we need to notify you legally, otherwise, you know, you don't get this money and everything. So I responded back, go, yeah, I'll take the money. I just got my check for $60 from Chase after all that nonsense. They really talk to nobody over there. It's like really, in your mind, I owe you what, like $1,200, $1,800, depending what day it was,
yeah.
and who I was dealing with, and now you're going to send me $60? That's a win for me.
No hard feelings.
No. So what do you think of that?
I think it's a pretty good deal.
Finally, I win.
Yes.
All right, so I guess we should take our first break. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah.
So, and then we'll be back with some Tom and Jerry possibly being racist, and some other stuff. We'll have some Bugs Bunny, but possibly being Jewish. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.